I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I think I'm going to start off with a question that Dan asked Jamie off air, and that was that, did he inform you that it was me, in fact, hosting the show today, or did you think this was going to be Chad? And if that, if the latter is true, are you upset that you have to share the airwaves with me?
Not upset in the least. How are you, Adam?
I am wonderful. How are you, and where are you? And it sounded like a blast furnace coming at us.
Well, I apologize. I got, like, I'm on some back in the chase of this fire in Santa Barbara County, 6,000 acres, and not contained at this point. So I don't know where I am right now.
The fire situation, we've talked about it many, many times. It was bad here, but, you know, California is perpetually in fire season. Now, there's no fire season anymore. It's all year long. Tell me, I guess, when you cover these, what different kinds of angles do you like to pursue? I imagine they're difficult to cover just from a technical standpoint of, you know, accessibility and that nature.
Well, yeah, I mean, right now I'm driving through a bunch of avocado groves. So I think today it's the area that this is in, it's luckily not densely populated. It's pretty sparsely populated, but you're talking about a lot of agriculture. So, I mean, obviously each fire is going to impact different things. So in this one, in this case, I think it's more of, you know, ranch.
Whoop, we might have lost her in the avocado grove. I think we got you
back.
Yeah, you're back. Yep,
okay.
Yep.
But, you know, so it's avocado and wine up here. So, you know, you like avocados, you like wine, you could have a problem in a couple months when you're looking for that at the grocery store and it got burned up in one of these fires.
Yeah, it's awfully sad. And, you know, it's one thing when it affects, you know, most people like pay attention when it's structures that are damaged or houses that are lost. But you can't say enough when agricultural fields, and you said it, when the impact that's going to have on prices of things, as just added to the list of things that where the cost is going up because of supply problems. It's craziness.
Exactly.
I was going to ask you this because I wanted to get your thoughts on this. Now we've been talking recently about trust in news media, and a big huge story was there just. The APM Research Lab issued this is specifically on Minnesota media, and I think when we've talked to Jason DeRush about this before. When people say they don't trust the media, us local yokels who work in local media like to think, well, they're not talking about us. They're more talking about the Foxes and the CNNs of the world. But this research they released shows that lack of trust in media even goes down to the local channels and the local newspapers. Which it adds more troubling news to me is like, okay, why are fewer and fewer people trusting us? But the figure that stood out, and I'd like to get your take on it, wondering why you think this is that Minnesota, this is a Minnesotans, but I'd imagine it'd be similar across the nation. Minnesotans with a child at home have significantly lower trust in the media than people who don't have a child at home. Do you have any idea why that would be? Did we lose her?
Line might have dropped.
I think we lost her.
I'll try to get her back.
I was building that up, too. Should we take a break now, Dan, maybe? And just, I'll stretch it out here. But that's the one that stood out to me. It was that question there. And I have no idea. Because if you think about trust in media, you probably can peg who doesn't trust the media and who does. Right? And when we're talking media, we're talking, quote unquote, people like to say, mainstream media, MSM. So that's Republicans, by and large, probably, who don't trust mainstream media. Probably people in outstate Minnesota, people in greater Minnesota, in more rural areas of the state, probably don't trust media. And but the one that stood out to me was mothers, or not mothers, but people, Minnesotans with a child at home. 37% have trust, that they have trust in the local media. Significantly lower than media, than folks who don't have a child at home. 50%. I was hoping to get Jamie's thought on that. Maybe I'll get your thought on it. Why do you think that is? 651-461-9226. Hopefully we can track Jamie back down. It's 113. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. 116 on WCCO. Chad is under the weather today. Adam Carter in for Chad. We lost Jamie. Hopefully she's okay. Covering fires out there in Santa Barbara. And I shoot, because I had a bunch of questions for Jamie, not only about the media question, but I myself am going to California Friday. Only the second time in my entire life I've been to California. And I am going on Friday to the to San Francisco. The city by the bay, the city of broad shoulders, the windy city, San Francisco. And I wanted to get some tips, maybe, hopefully, Jamie, I don't know if she ventures that far north very often, but hopefully get some tips on what to check out and where to go, other than the obvious. But we were talking about media trust. APM Research Lab, with a huge research project, a huge survey on Minnesotans' trust in media. And it's not good if you are working in media, if you're working as a journalist in Minnesota. They talk about police officers, the stress of that job, and I'm certainly not equating the stress of my job or the stress of a reporter's job with the stress of a police officer's job. But I will say this, when you are trying to do a fair job and a vast majority or even a majority of people or even a large part of the people you're trying to deliver that job to, don't trust you, don't believe you, kind of makes it hard to do your job, makes it stressful to do your job. And for many, sadly, many good reporters, many good members of the media, makes them want to find a different line of work. So my question to you is this: why don't you trust us? And when I say us, I'm being specific. Me, WCCO Radio, or any news outlet in the Twin Cities other than the ones that you feel you need to listen to. 651-461-9226. That's the number to call. And by the way, we are playing once again, Have You Got the Stones to See the Stones? And I bring that up because we have a two tickets to see the Rolling Stones October 24th at U.S. Bank Stadium. So I just don't want you to call in and say, you suck. Can I have the tickets? Well, you may be right. I may suck. But we know. We want a detailed answer. Get fired up. Defend me. Criticize me. Whatever you want to do. I have the right to defend myself. I'll try. But 651-461-9226. Do you have the Stones to see the Stones? Jamie was expecting Chad. She cut you off, Adam. That might be true. That may be true.
It could be true, and that would be entirely my fault. Coming off of, this is not an excuse. This is merely the explanation.
Yep.
I was a little behind today, coming off of vacation, and had fully intended to text Jamie this morning saying, by the way, Adam's in for Chad, and just spaced.
I don't believe that. I believe you. I don't believe that Jamie didn't just hung up on me because it was me. She seemed awfully pleasant. She seemed very nice. She did not seem, even though I think she blew me off the last time I hosted, I think she was genuinely excited to talk to me.
I wouldn't go that far.
At least
but I would say that she was fine.
That's what I'm going to go with. 651-461-9226. Adam, have fun in the Big Apple this week. Appreciate it. Another nickname for San Francisco. Love it. Love it. Because you all lean left on WCCO. That is not true. Chad has said many times that he's center left, so I guess yes, that leans left. But no, and again, we're differentiating from a talk show host, just like you can't consider a reporter at Fox News in the same vein as you consider a Sean Hannity. So Chad, day in and day out, provides his opinions on a variety of topics, and he said he leans left, but that is his role. to give opinions, to take have a certain belief on a certain topic, and get feedback from listeners. And yes, he's admitted that. But also, if you think that he's just spouting off day in and day out about all things Democratic and DFL, you don't listen to the show very often. You don't listen to the show very long, because that is not the truth. People don't trust the media because they do not report both sides of the story, and it's usually politically biased. Again, I know there's a big thought process that people have narratives, a word that I've just come to despise, by the way, narratives. Can we just come up with a different word, narrative? I said this on Twitter the other day. I think the perception that reporters lean left, there might be a hint of truth to it, and this is why. And you can say, I guess, if being liberal is owning empathy and owning compassion, which seems bizarre to me that I guess those beliefs only align with one political party or one political association. That shouldn't be the case, by the way. But if the narrative of news media is, if there's a narrative, it's this. It's telling stories that people don't often hear, and that voices that don't often get to be heard. And if that's a narrative, I guess, again, a word I hate, maybe that is the truth. But sadly, that people equate that with certain political beliefs. Anyway, let's get to some calls. Steve is in Minneapolis. Steve, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Your trust in news media, how high is it? And if it's not high, why is it?
Well, good afternoon. And I work in health insurance,
sure.
So join the crowd in terms of that perception of negativity. But my, I think of back in the day of Walter Cronkite and even old WCCO radio news, and some of those personalities were, they embodied whatever trust. And I think there have been some developments in our world in the past 20 years, namely, and I know you just spoke about it, but the partisanship of media. So I think the onset of Fox and CNN definitely kind of muddies the waters a bit. And now, you know, with the dawn of social media and what people think is news, what do people, young people think of what yep. news means? And they're getting their news a lot of the times, or media, from personal accounts on yeah. Facebook, Twitter, or so. I think it's really become complicated in defining what media means to people and news means to people.
Yeah.
Because if I think of the continuum, I still really look to local media outlets to be trustworthy and reliable. I do think it's too wrought with crime and unwatchable with children sometimes, mm-hmm. which gives me a negative perception. But, you know, I would just go back to the point, it's become complicated what news and media means today in this world, and I'll hang up and listen.
Don't hang up yet, Steve. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get your information, Steve, so we can get your name and number, and you are definitely in the running. Steve raises a great point, and my buddy, the gutless mayor, Jimmy Francis, texted me the same thing. It's because a lot of people, younger people, associate influencers with journalists. Therefore, they don't trust what they're hearing because the kids are getting it through influencers and not true journalists that we are used to. Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather. Kids today don't have those same journalists. They have Jenny from the Block to look up to. But the convulsion and the confusion amongst...
you got to go after J-Lo. Like,
I don't know. That was Jimmy. That was a gutless mayor doing that. But the muddy of the water, as Steve put it, absolutely right. Nailed it there. Matt is in Golden Valley. Matt, thanks for calling. Your trust in local news media, lay it out for me. Do you trust us? And if not, why?
Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
The answer is largely yes, but there are some caveats.
Okay.
And I think what I've experienced is that it's in those caveats that starts the erosion of trust. So in the pandemic in particular, I paid very close attention to data that would come out from MDH because, hey, I was curious. It's my world and my health, and I wanted to know what was going on. What I would see being reported in an environment where I think we bias too much towards the quick soundbite, that 140 character or 280 character response. There were just things that weren't quite accurate. So I think that media in general, and not necessarily by the fault of media, but just more the direction that's being pushed in, now has to just move so much faster to report something that total accuracy gets lost a little bit. You'll get 90, maybe 95% of the way there, but it's that 5 to 10% that I think makes people question. And in some cases, in their heads, invalidate the other 90.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be that way. I don't think it is that way for everyone. But there is an example that I pointed to with some friends was that there was one local outlet that they produced a graphic on COVID in Minnesota and trying to show the number of cases that have been reported. They reported a huge spike. They didn't report that was on 3 days of reporting because there was a delay in a holiday. And it's just things like that that make you go, okay, wait a minute. How much do I trust the person who's reporting this, and how much do I trust that they're thinking as critically as I want them to?
Matt, that is a great call, and it's a great point. We're going to put you on hold and get your information. You are definitely running, and Matt nailed it. Because another texter with another comment is related to that. Because local newspapers and radio stations and, yes, TV stations used to be trusted sources, but those newsrooms have been gutted. News business, just like a lot of other business, struggling to make money. And if you can't make money, you can't be in business. And if you're not getting sponsors, if your people aren't subscribing to your newspapers, you don't have the money to pay journalists, reporters, editors, fact checkers. And that is absolutely true. And that combined with what Matt just was suggesting, that this current media sphere where it's clicks, that leads to some problems. When you are absolutely pressed to get things out, share content, whether it's via Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is, speed to get those clicks, what suffers a lot of times, nuance. Sadly, sometimes accuracy suffers. 100%. I've seen it in this newsroom. And as I've worked here 20 years, and to see some of the things sometimes that happen breaks my heart. It never would have happened 20 years ago. However, that's not to say that we don't have as good of journalists here or as good of people here. That is the constraints we work under now are so vastly different than they were before that is kind of the framework that it has created. And it's sad, but that has contributed to the problem 100%. So is the Matt was 100% right that it's, and then that in your own worst enemy in that fact, because if you share something that is inaccurate, or if you share something that isn't nuanced, that doesn't tell the entire story, then if somebody is reading that and says, well, I'm not getting, this is not the complete truth or not the entire truth, based on the limited constraints you had to share that story, then they don't trust you as much.
Texter says, "Is there a difference says that there's a difference between, say, like a radio news outlet and a television news outlet, and that the visual of the television news outlet leads them to worry more about sensationalism than, say, maybe a radio outlet would."
I think that used to be the case. I don't think that there's much to that anymore. There are different stories that are important to different newsrooms, like a fire, for example. If there's a fire, that's something that a TV station can send cameras to and film. I'll just be blunt. If there's nobody injured in that fire, if it's just a garage fire, a house fire, it's not as interesting to the radio station because we don't have pictures of it. Now, that changed. We have a website now, and we do take pictures, and we do put visual content. We are in that department now, so that has changed, but I don't think so.
Do you think that brings radio more towards the sensationalist field? Or you think TV has dialed it back from there? Or that TV never was there in the first place?
Oh, no. You know, they were definitely there. I mean, okay. To say that TV stations never were about sensationalism or continued to be not about sensationalism would be inaccurate. I think the perception that the viewing or the listening public has as to how high the sensationalism is probably not factual. But there, it's a business. It's... And
one more text, and then we'll get to the break
Sure.
here. And we got Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy coming up talking about what in the world is going on at the gas pumps. I don't know if you filled up lately, but hoo-hoo nilly.
Just did today.
Holy cow. This really is, I think, of all the questions we received, this is the question. how am I supposed to trust someone who doesn't like Reese's peanut butter?
I saw that one.
I think that's really
go to hell. That's what I say to you. And you know what? If you don't trust me because I don't like Reese's, that's on you. That's a you problem. That's not a me problem. Does that deflect enough? 131 News Talk 830 WCCO. Keep your texts coming in, by the way. We'll revisit this topic, and we might revisit it too, taking some more calls to get a chance to send you to the Rolling Stones. We had Matt and Steve already with their entries. We'll get a chance to get more people entered into that. 651-461-9226. That is the number to call. But, yeah, shifting gears, gas prices. Woo! Is it just thanks, Biden? Is that the reason? Or is it something else? Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com joins us after traffic and weather next on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.